Ryan Haney has wandered into the studio here, the program director here at WJOX in Birmingham. Ryan, appreciate you sitting down with us.
Hello, Jacob. How are you?
Doing well. You also host a show on Saturdays, Pat, with Pat Smith.
Is that what that is?
You know, I want to start with a subject that that seemed to capture the attention of Nick Saban and Urban Meyer lately, and that being the issue of agents tampering with college athletes. What do you feel is the problem and the solution to the problem?
The problem is this: you can ban agents all you want to, but they're going to find churches, they're going to find apartment complexes, they're going to show up at the O'Charlies where these players are eating, they're going to go to the gyms that they're at. They're going to find them. The rub here is, in 39 states, it's illegal. It's legislated for these agents to stay away. I think the real solution to this problem, it's easy because fans don't want to think that their team's players would do anything wrong, or they're always looking, you know, we as fans are always looking to place blame other places. I think the real answer, Jacob, is to not deter the agents. It's to deter the players. Mm-hmm. And the way you deter the players is, if you are, let's just say, at the University of Alabama, and I'm the agent, and you take money from me, you move on to the NFL, you're suspended from the NFL, where it almost carries over. That's the only way to make these players accountable.
Mm-hmm.
They're really in a no-lose situation. Yeah, it looks bad initially, and it's a PR hit, but if these guys are going to the NFL the next year, does it really matter? The universities are the ones left to pick up the pieces.
That's true. Nick Saban told NFL scouts they were no longer welcome at his practice. Urban Meyer closed practice to everyone. Do you think that's a good move?
Well, they're just trying to send a message. No, not really. I think it's really kind of silly, truthfully. I mean, I think they're trying to send a message, and it's a game going on now that some of these major head coaches are having with the NFL. And we'll see what happens. Again, Saban said these guys can come back once the season starts up, but you can't ultimately rob these players.
Right.
That will be used against you in recruiting.
Sure, absolutely.
You know, Saban's a master at recruiting and pulling out all the tricks. He's not about to really kick agents out for good, and then every team he recruits against, the LSUs and the Texas and the Auburns of the world, go say, why would you want to play for Nick Saban, Jacob? You know, you are a NFL caliber player, and he's not going to let agents on campus. And all that's going to do, or they're not let them into practice, and all that's going to do is hurt your draft status. So it could affect them negatively, and I haven't heard a lot of talk about that.
This year, looking toward the 2010 SEC season, the SEC has won the last four national championships. What do you think the major storylines are going to be?
I wish I knew. I'm kind of in the school of, I think Alabama has a very good chance to repeat. I think it's probably, unless something drastic changes, going to be my pick to happen all again, to happen again this year, although history would say that it's not going to happen.
Right.
And I think it's more of the way Alabama dominated really Florida and Texas at the end of the year, and maybe the way some of the other teams didn't blossom, if you will, there at the very end of the year. I think Virginia Tech's a team to watch. If they can get past Boise, watch out. I think they will get past Boise. Everybody's talking about Florida State, in the ACC, but I really think this could be Virginia Tech's year in the ACC.
Well, that's what I was going to go where I was going to go next. The national picture. I heard you on a show this afternoon on the Paul Feinbaum Radio Network with Pat Smith, and you said there were two teams that you thought would be dark horses. Mm-hmm. Would you like to tell us who and why?
I'll say Iowa and Nebraska. Come this time next year, we're going to be talking about how great it's going to be for Iowa and Nebraska to have a slugfest, pound your face in, running the football match in the Big Ten, but they're still in different conferences this year. I think Iowa, because all the attention's on Ohio State and Wisconsin, of the three schedules of those teams have, Iowa's actually got the easier road. They've got all their defensive line coming back. Yeah, they're replacing two guys on the offensive line, but there's no one better as far as a head coach to coaching offensive line than Kirk Ferentz.
Sure.
And so that's a no-brainer. If Ricky Stanzi plays up to his capabilities, I think Iowa's a team to watch out for. Nebraska, here's why. You've got Texas and Oklahoma. One of them's going to knock the other one out. And so if Nebraska, they'll be favored in every game they play, except for maybe Texas. When Texas comes in October, I think it's October 9th, October 10th, something like that. When they come into Lincoln, if they can knock off the Longhorns, they're in the driver's seat for the Big 12. And that, by that point, they would probably be a top five team. But again, they've got the easier road schedule-wise as opposed to Texas and Oklahoma. Both those teams, they're top 10, top 11 teams, but they're considered the third best teams in each of their conference.
Right. WJOX has recently become the home of Crimson Tide Athletics, and as you can hear all of Alabama's games on that station this year. And talking about that schedule, as much has been made about six SEC opponents with bye weeks before Alabama. What do you make of that?
Look at Auburn's schedule. Yeah. I mean, I think Auburn has 7 or 8 opponents to play like a Division I AA opponent before. Sure. Is there really any difference other than the right. fact a team can get injured? I mean, it is what it is. If Alabama wins all the games, does it matter? That's really more fan speak. I mean, Auburn plays 11 straight games mm-hmm. before their bye week. I mean, you can make that argument for a lot of teams. Is 6 a lot? Absolutely, it's a lot. But I also credit the other universities for having it set up like that. You can be critical of it and be critical of the SEC all you want, but why don't we give these other schools and universities credit for playing? That's good. But you can't fault Tennessee or LSU or Auburn or anybody else. And if you're an Alabama fan, I'm sure it drives you crazy, but you have to look at it as it's a compliment
respect,
to your team.
Yeah.
It's a respect thing. Mm-hmm. So I applaud the teams for doing it.
Going back just for a moment to the agent issue, and I go back and forth whether to raise this question mm-hmm. or not, but what all the schools involved, the most famous incident, of course, is the party in Miami
sure.
involving ACC and SEC schools. It seems that all conferences have been sought after except for the likes of the Big Ten, the Big East. Do you sense any conspiracy there?
No, it's just because their football sucks. No, I'm just kidding, of course. After I just said I think Iowa's a dark horse team to watch.
Right.
No, I think it's just circumstance of who yeah. happened to be there. I don't think there's any kind of conspiracy there.
Okay.
Not at all.
All right. Well, Ryan Haney, you've been very generous also to give us a few minutes of your time, and you can hear him on Saturdays, Jocks Game Day with Pat Smith on WJOX in Birmingham, and occasionally filling in for Paul Feinbaum on the Paul Feinbaum Radio Network. Thanks, Ryan.
All right. Thanks, Jacob.